Thank you, Travis. Welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. We get set for our second game. Lake Henry taking on El Rosa. Had a good one. Richmond beat St. Martin in the first one today, 6-3. And so, Don, this a winner's bracket game between El Rosa and Lake Henry. Should be another good one.
I think it should be, Randy, and I think that, like I said, Richmond already qualified for state. Now, and the winner of this game will also qualify for state. Is that correct?
You bet it will.
Yes, yeah. So this is a big game for both of these teams, and I expect this to be a good game, Randy. I really do.
You bet. You've got some starting lineups for us?
Yes, I do. Lake Henry will be the visitors on the scoreboard today. So leading up in duty catching today will be Shane Campson. Batting second, playing shortstop, will be Matt Quaid. Batting third, second baseman, Jason Campson. Batting fourth, playing right field, Aaron Sabelko. Batting fifth, first baseman, Josh Campson. Batting sixth, left fielder Nick Dingman. Batting seventh, the designated hitter today will be Adam Yeager. Batting eighth, third baseman Grant Ludwig. Batting ninth, playing center field, Weston Brinkman. And doing the pitching today, 17-year-old Carter Russell. That's your starting lineup for the Lake Henry Lakers. For the El Rosa Saints, leading off, playing center field will be Kevin Kiefler. Batting second, playing shortstop, Matt Schmitz. Batting third, doing the catching today will be Cody Akers. Batting fourth, first baseman Ethan Bolt. Batting fifth, third baseman James Kiefler. Batting sixth, right fielder Derek Wiener. Designated hitter today, batting seventh, will be Brandon Relke. Batting eighth, second baseman Jackson Peter. Batting ninth, playing left field will be Austin Emdick. And the pitcher today for the El Rosa Saints, Aaron Bolt. That's your starting lineups for the El Rosa Saints, which will be the home team today on the scoreboard.
Thank you, Don. You bet. El Rosa and Lake Henry, stay tuned for our post-game show today. We'll name your Comedy in Richmond A&W player of the game. That player will receive a $10 gift certificate courtesy of Jeremy and Julie over at A&W and Nathan over at Richmond A&W. Also, catch our ball games, all of them, on AM 1150 on FM at 107.7 FM. If you've got an HD radio in your vehicle or at home, 105.5 HD2, and on the World Wide Web. Yeah, that's streaming online on our website at mychasm.com, mychasm.com. These games are going to be archived by our KASM staff, and you can find them at some point this week on our website, mychasm.com. Click on the sports tab, hit the scroll-down box, and you'll see our Region 15C baseball games archived there. Travis will be recording them for us back at our studios in Albany. We're ready to go with Shane Campson in the batter's box facing Aaron Bolt. And the first pitch, a strike called, and 0-1 to Campson.
Campson with the big home run yesterday in Lake Henry's 3-2 win over Spring Hill in the eighth inning. Proved to be enough for him.
Shane fouls it to the netting and the count 0-2 to the left-hander. The ball, it's two strikes. Ready on the mound. Bolt. Campson drives this one to right center field. I think that one's going to fall in. Kevin Kiefler got a late jump on it. And so Campson leads it off with a single to right center field.
I noticed that Aaron is working out of a stretch here, not even going into the windup.
I think that's what he does now.
I think so, too.
Changing his pitching approach. Some final scores in Region 11C. Luxembourg beat Foley today 5-0 as Matt Quaid fouls it back and out of play, 0-1. And the first game today in Region 4C, Painesville with a win over Sacred Heart 5-4. They'll play Atwater tonight, so the Pirates getting a win. Bottom of the ninth inning with a two-out base hit by Josh Bungum.
Well, good for them.
Scoring Caden Spanier, so thank you, Chris Stanley, for that update. The Painesville Pirates pick up their second win in that region tournament.
They had a young team over there at Painesville.
Matt Quaid at the plate, the count 1-1. Campson leads from first, and Quaid a ground ball to second. Peter flips to Schmitz for one, the relay to first. It's a 4-6-3 double play. Wow, almost tailor-made Jackson Peter, a nice little flip to Matt Schmitz.
And seen Aaron, he was going to put his glove down. He thought, better not on that one. It was just fit perfectly.
So two outs.
Jackson Peter, he had a nice game last night, too, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Here's Jason Campson. First pitch from Aaron Boat inside of ball, 1-0. 1-0 the count. Aaron Boat ready on the mound, delivers, and Campson will follow that one to the net. In the count, 1-1. This is the second of four today from Schlaefer Brothers Field, and then the Dick Putz Show will follow a little later on after I compile some scores and highlights tonight. There's a strike called, and 1-2. The umpires we had the first game just flip-flop now. So the home plate umpire is out on the base paths. And Kempson will take Lowell for a ball and 2-2. Thank you to Mary Heinen supplying us with some interesting tidbits of information and also keeping us hydrated here in the press box. You're going the Fruit Punch Gatorade route.
I am.
Got to hydrate yourself for the working week.
I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I just hope I can sleep after I'm done with you this weekend.
I got the desk job, so I just got to keep pumping the caffeine. Here's Campson, loops it out to right field. Peter going back on the grass, coming in hard from right field is Wiener, and he'll make the catch right next to Jackson Peter, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on. We played a half an inning. Lake Henry, nothing. El Rosa coming to bat. More Region 15C baseball in a minute on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual, you can get the coverage you know you need now from the people you know will be there for you when you need them the most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member at 243-7149 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Getting ready for the bottom of the first inning, and Carter Wessel, a young left-hander, 17-year-old left-hander, Don, got a little bit more information on him. What are we going to see here?
I know he's pitched a little bit, started one varsity game for the Painesville Bulldogs. Mainly JV, either pitches or plays first base. I haven't seen him pitch yet this year, so he's a junior, going to be a junior in high school. He's 17 years old.
Wow.
Young, we were talking about that.
From stats in the Dick Putz Show, he has had some relief outings and some pretty effective relief outings for the Lake Henry Lakers. And the first pitch to right-hander Kevin Kiefler is a strike at the knees, 0-1. Wessel's breaking ball, follow off, and 0-2.
Anytime you can pick up a young left-hander like that, it's always good. You never have enough left-handers, I don't think.
I agree. Wessel, pitch on the way, right down by the knees, teasing Kiefler, and that ruled the ball, 1-2 now the count. Boy, that was a nice pitch by Wessel.
Yes, it was.
It is a check swing by Kiefler. They tag him, and they say, no, he didn't go around.
Ooh, that was a heck of a breaking ball.
Yes, it was. Two outs, two strikes. Wessel ready on the mound. The left-hander comes home. Another breaking ball. Ripped past a diving third baseman. That's Grant Ludwig, and into left field. They sit for Kevin Kiefler. Well, you look back at that at bat, Don, and you go, boy, if I get the call by the umpire, he's out on strike. Versus the base hit.
Yeah. See how this pans out with him now on first base. And
Carter in the stretch right off the bat here. Wessel throw to first. Josh Campson over at first for the Lakers today. Here's Matt Schmitz, the shortstop for the Saints. Going on the play is Kiepler. Here's Campson's throw. It sails high and in the center field. Kiepler's going to take off as Brinkman, his throw, will come back into the infield. So a throwing error on Shane Campson, allowing Kevin Kiepler to go all the way to third. A runner on third with nobody out. Matt Schmitz at the plate. It's ruled a strike at 0-1. There's strike two and 0-2 to Matt Schmitz. Balls, two strikes. Kevin Kiepler takes a small lead at third as Schmitz will follow this one back and out of play, and the count stays 0-2. This fastball's got some pretty decent velocity, Carter's. Wessel shakes off Campson's one sign. And the left-hander ready to go. Foul back and out of play by Matt Schmitz. 0-2.
You got to look at that a little bit. You got a 17-year-old. You got a veteran catcher back there. He's shaking him off.
I thought the same thing.
Shane's going, oh, boy.
Yeah, same thing.
Of course, you know, some pitchers will just do that to get back to the first sign.
Pitch is high from Wessel. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. Kevin Kiepler at third. Grant Ludwig comes in a little bit in front of third. Here's Schmitz, ground ball to second. Jason Campson is going to come home, and he gets rid of it late, and Kiepler's safe at home. He was waiting for Kiepler to break, and so the Lakers don't get anybody in that situation.
And you got to be running at him there and freeze that runner at third.
Schmitz is safe at first on a fielder's choice.
Come in at him, I think, don't you? Make sure to make him.
You've got to run at him. You still got to think in the back of your mind, I got a chance to get him at first.
Right, right.
Yeah. Cody Eicher steps up to the plate. And Cody takes a strike 0-1.
So far, they're not helping Carter out real well here in his pitching debut.
They're not. 1-0, El Rosa, as Kevin Kiepler has come across to score. Eichers squibs it to second. Campson to short stop. Matt Quaid for one. The relay to first. Not in time. So Cody Eichers beats that one out. They get the force out at second of Schmitz. Again, Jason Campson was slow getting that ball out of his glove.
I thought he was going to go after him and tag him.
Yeah, maybe that did cross his mind, too. Yeah. So with one out, here's Ethan Vogt. He'll line a single to left field. Second hit of the inning for the El Rosa Saints. On to second goes Cody Eichers. Going to bring James Kiepler to the plate.
Third base, number 15, James Kiepler.
Good game last night against Farming. Carter Wessel ready on the mound, delivers, and Kiepler takes a strike called 0-1. Balls, one strike to Kiepler. Runners at first and second with one out. First inning action from Farming. Ground ball down the third base line. The base umpire, home plate umpire, says Powell is Grant Ludwig. Had the ball fielded cleanly. To Kiepler, 0-2 the count. Carter Wessel works out of the stretch. Eichers leads from second. Vote from first. And the pit's just a little bit high in the count, 1 and 2.
So fairly hard.
Herder Wessel checking those runners out, and he comes home. That's in the dirt. Nice block by Shane Thompson. You know, Don, it's been a while since you or I have stepped in a batter's box and faced a pitcher that, you know, we can watch up here and say the guy throws hard or the guy throws soft. And there's some pitchers that are just deceivingly fast. It's like you look from the dugout and you go, oh, he's not too fast. And then you get in the batter's box.
Go, yeah, well, these guys, when they warm up, they beak you a little bit.
They do, yeah.
They don't throw as hard as they normally do when they're warming up. What a nice pitch by Carter Wessel. They didn't get a call.
Kiefler takes that for a ball. One ball, two strikes to count. Carter Wessel comes home, and there's strike three called as Kiefler gets caught looking. Two outs. Kiefler rung up on strikes. And Derek Wiener steps to the plate. Derek had a couple hits in last night's ball game. Wessel's breaking ball of beauty. Strike one to Wiener. I think if Wessel can get out of here with just one run, Don, you got to consider that pretty fortunate. Two outs, two on. Wiener takes high for a ball. Now, Shane Campson going out as he thinks Cody Eichers was picking off his sign, and he points right to Cody, I think, and he goes, hey, you're picking off my signs. So he has a word with Carter Wessel, and, you know, Cody's a catcher too. So amazing what you see from behind the plate. Here's Wiener fouling, attacking out of play in the count, 1 and 2.
Cody went like, just this time. He says, I don't know what he called. Throw what you want.
Two outs, two on. Eichers leads from second. Ethan Boat from first. Herder Wessel ready. Breaking ball that just doesn't break for him, and it hangs outside the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Fouled at the plate. That takes the home plate umpire's mask off and the count at 2 and 2 yet.
Did you ever get one in the mask where it kind of buckled your knees?
Oh, a couple times.
A couple times.
Yeah, for sure a couple times. And you look at these catchers who do this day in and day out, and you wonder why, like Joel Mauer ended up with a concussion. And there's only so much padding on those masks. And I'm surprised it doesn't happen more with concussions. And maybe it does, and people just don't realize it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, you don't. Look at the years ago. What do you think about concussions years ago? I bet you there was a lot.
It went unnoticed.
You never knew what that was.
No.
Never heard of it.
You took that smelling salt or whatever, and it's like, hey, I'm ready to go.
Yep. You bang your head many a time in the barn or at work or whatever it was, you know.
Wiener takes a pitch just outside. And now the count at 2 and 2. Two balls, two strikes.
We'll get the runners moving.
Now the count full at 3 and 2. So the runners will be up with the count full. Carter Wessel ready. Comes home and a swing and a miss. Wiener's out on strike on the breaking ball, and that does it for El Rosa. In the first, they come up with one run of two hits. There was one error and two left on. After one inning, El Rosa won. Lake Henry nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KAFM.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without the use of unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
To the top of the second inning we go. Aaron Savalco, Josh Campson, Nick Dingman will hit for the Lake Henry Lakers. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Travis Rumacher producing our game, taking over for Cy Funnenstein. Here's a ground ball to Vogt at first. Ethan will run to the bag. And the unassisted put out for Ethan Vogt. Cy Funnenstein's going to go home, take that nap after that big chicken and ham dinner.
Right now, after you said that, hot dogs don't even sound so good either.
Here's Josh Campson. Josh playing a little bit hobbled here today after tweaked that ankle, I think, yesterday. Pitch in the dirt, and the 1-0. Ball, no strikes. Here's a shot under the glove of Ethan Vogt into right field, a base hit for Josh.
Left fielder, number 14, Nick Dingman.
That would have been a tough play, I think, if he'd knocked that down to have Aaron beat out Josh going to first base.
Agreed. Tough play. Nick Dingman at the plate. Nick in left field today for the Lakers. And Nick pops this one up to right field. Peter giving chase, and coming in is Wiener. Nobody's going to get to that. That's a bloop single for Nick Dingman. And two on and one out for Lake Henry.
The designated hitter, number 21, Adam Yeager.
Adam Yeager makes his way to the plate. Adam, the DH today, will also do some catching for Lake Henry if needed. And here's a ground ball back to Vogt on the mound. He's going to throw it a second, and that'll be it. As Yeager, good speed. Matt Schmidt's not even making the throw to first. Boy, Aaron Vogt just wound up and threw a strike to Schmidt.
Third base.
Just thinking on that there play with Adam Yeager over there at first base. Now he runs down the line and he turns in towards right field and comes back. Now is he live?
I would think so. If I were an ump, I would say he's live.
Well,
here's Grant Ludwig.
When he ran past first base, they got to force at second. Now is he running?
Yeah, I mean, you could have thrown to first, right?
Could have thrown to first, but he goes past the line and he turns and turns around into playing field.
Sure. Breaking now, ball from Vogt. I would say he's live, absolutely. And Ludwig falls it back and out of play in the count 2-1. So 1-0, El Rosa with the lead here in the top of the second. Lake Henry threatening with runners at first and third. The pitch to Ludwig, and he'll follow this one to the netting. And the count at 2-2. A lot more parks have gone to this netting, Don, and I sure like that.
Shane
Link. Yeah. So easy to see through.
And we have none. Sitting here like birds of a perch.
Don't jinx us now. Ludwig swings and misses at a curveball from Aaron Boat. He is out on strikes. And that will do it for Lake Henry in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, and two left on. We have played an inning and a half until Rosa won, and Lake Henry nothing. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Hello, dairy farmers. Are your fresh cows having any metabolic issues such as milk fever, ketosis, or retained placentas? If so, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with your issues. We offer free forage, urine pH, and blood testing to analyze your program and help ensure that your cows get off to a healthier, more productive start. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service a call at 837-5800. 837-5800. Good luck to all the area teams from Ecker Feed. For over 60 years, you have come to depend on AM 1150 KASM Albany. Now on FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany. And 24 hours a day on KASM Albany at FM 107.7. Now from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio. Powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, KASM.
Bottom of the second inning coming up, Kirby Hemish, KASM Raiders, Kirby Hemish pops up in the press box. And Kirby, congratulations. The Royals locked up a spot in the state tournament this year in the 6-3 win over St. Martin.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. It was a pretty nice weekend for us thus far.
Yeah, two complete games out of your starters. And was there any question about sending Eli Emerson out to the mound in the ninth?
There was more question in from the 7th to the 8th.
Yeah, as Brandon Rielke leads off the second inning, a fly ball out to right field. Sabelko with the catch and one down.
But did you see how many pitches that took Carter to get that out?
One. Yeah.
So that's what Eli did in the 8th inning. He had a 5-pitch inning.
Yes, he did.
So it was like at this point, you know what, you're already at, you know, five more isn't, you know, five on the pitch count isn't something that you're going to say, oh, no, five more. So at that point it was like, you know what, give him a shot. Kid was, he was rolling, and we just kind of went with it. It all turned out today.
Brandon Rielke with the fly ball to right. Here's Jackson Peter.
I suppose you were second-guessing me up here right away, though.
No, not at all. The count 1-1 to Jackson Peter. The reason I ask is because Eli Emerson has signed on to play with Pat Dolan at St. Cloud State University, and I'm just hearing a lot about college coaches and what they expect of their athletes, and I don't know if you ever had a conversation with Pat about pitch counts for Eli.
You know, I have yet to be contacted by Pat. I know Eli was doing a lot of throwing, kind of double-dipping with us and with the Cold Spring Legion team, where the arm was starting to get a little bit of a workout all of a sudden. But having the Cold Spring Legion team having a tough loss where they got eliminated last week in their sub-state regional, he ended up getting a whole week off this week, so he was ready to go. He was throwing well, keeping the ball down, and it was one of those things that kind of riding a hot pony type of deal.
You bet. Jackson Peter works a walk, so he's on at first base with one down. And at the plate, number 9 hitter, Austin Imdick, facing Carter Wessel.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. After I tell you that Carter Wessel fields a bunt by Imdick and throws to first, 1-3 on the putout, and Jackson Peter to second.
How many times did the Weather Channel app get looked at on your phone in the last 36 hours?
Way too much. way too much, yeah.
And so 2018, I mean, everybody's on their phone all the time, but you're kind of old school. You don't look at it all that much. But when you get the rain like that, I would assume you were looking every other inning.
I really was, and just watching how that spirals and moves, and I've become a very good weather forecaster, not only with my knees, but with my eyes, too. And, of course, now
there's four good knees for rain up here.
Well, those are two repaired knees.
Two for Donnie. Oh, his doesn't work anymore for knowing when the rain's coming.
No, these are not repaired yet. So,
hey, tip of the cap to the entire farming baseball organization making it happen this weekend. I'm sure you gave them plenty of props in the last couple of days, but they did a phenomenal job. And if we're lucky, I'm knocking on wood, everybody, we're going to get we'll be up to schedule by the end of the weekend.
I truly believe we will, Kirk. You've got a little. Celebrating to do with the team. You got to sing that Schnitzelbunk back in Richmond yet today, I'm sure.
Correct, yeah. It's a tradition as old as time, one of those things that when you're new on the team, you ask, why do we do that? And you go, I have no idea. And we just always do it. That's something we did when I joined the team. And if you go back to some of the, not to date them, but, you know, the Brent Ruggermers or older guys on our team, and, well, we've just always done it.
Yeah.
When you played, they did it. And before you played, they did it. So it's one thing. And as celebrations go, it should be a good one. We're pretty fortunate to have a good weekend, and it all starts with pitching, like you said, two complete games with DJ and Eli this weekend. It was fantastic.
All right, Kurt. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, I'll catch you tomorrow.
Here's your adult beverage, and we'll bring Donnie in.
Donnie's coming right back. Thanks, Randy.
Thanks a lot.
Nice job on the anthem.
Hey, thank you. Kevin Kiefler at the plate with a count of 3-3. And Kevin thought he had taken ball 4. Now the home plate umpire says that Kevin went around on it, so he's calling it a strike. Going to see as now the base umpire brought in to get in on this discussion. So it's going to be 3-1 yet. With two outs. At the plate, Kevin Kiefler on the mound. Wessel, his pitch, and Kiefler follows it off the count full at 3-2. Out at second, Jackson Peter. There are two outs for the Saints here in the second. They lead 1-0.
Not too happy with Kirby. He brings an adult beverage and sits it right where I'm sitting, and then he takes it with and doesn't take my Gatorade to see it.
See, he's not working. We are. Yeah, but he could have. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a fly ball to left field. Matt Quaid actually goes back on the grass at short. He makes the catch for the out. That'll do it for El Rosa in the second inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played 2 innings. It's El Rosa 1, Lake Henry nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KFM.
In business and farming, time is money. That's why Gilliland Chevrolet is your exclusive business elite program partner. Whatever type of vehicle you need, from the reliable Silverado to the all-new low-cab forward trucks, Gilliland's business elite department can take care of you with one low price. And because you're in business, chances are good you'll qualify for special pricing and tax incentives. But there's more. Priority service and work-ready loaners at no charge. Plus, get up to $1,200 in free accessories on qualifying purchases. Business Elite exclusively at Gilliland Chevrolet, St. Cloud. Find new roads. GillilandChevrolet.com.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs, too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Relay Henry is third. Center fielder, 22, Weston Brinkman.
All right, we go to the top of the third inning. Weston Brinkman, the number 9 hitter, makes his way to the batter's box. It'll be Brinkman, Campson, and Quaid facing Aaron Vogt. And Brinkman shows a little bit of a bunt, pulls back, and it's ruled a strike, 0-1. James Kiefler had come in on the grass just a little bit. Now he backs off. He's even at the bag at third. And outside of all, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Aaron Vogt works from the stretch. And Brinkman takes low in 2-1. Have to, like Kirby said, give the Farming Baseball Association a lot of credit to all the hard work that's gone into to putting a regional together. As Brinkman pops this one up down the left field line, Kiefler in foul ground near the fence makes the catch for the out.
I'll tell you what, that does take a lot of work and effort for everybody to put this whole thing on here. And, you know, they got it set up really nice here. They got a big concession area down below here and do a lot of their own cooking right underneath here. And I'll tell you what, the field, it took a lot of work. Not saying that the field isn't nice to begin with all the rain and stuff to get it prepared. Yesterday was tough on them.
It was. Is that all going over our heads? And the count 0-1.
That happened to us in New Munich last year. I was talking to you, and a foul ball hit this post right alongside of me.
That's right.
So
it ricocheted.
I better keep looking forward.
Yes. There's a strike call to Campson and 0-2.
I don't have to look at you to talk, do I?
No. You talk behind my back anyway. So. No. Campson takes high for a ball and 1-2. Yeah, you know, you don't plan to get get rain, and Friday night rained out. Saturday morning was really rainy yet. Hit four games in yesterday. That was pretty amazing. Here's a base hit to left field by Shane Campson, just hitting it where it's pitched.
And I think we were lucky that we didn't get any rain, like, after the first game or even after the second game, because I don't think it could have taken a lot more than a tenth of an inch. I think it would have pretty much carried a field for another game.
Yeah. Yeah, that shortstop and third base area there, that was the wettest park yesterday. And you can still see, as you sit up here, that's still
right
yet.
Yeah.
Quade follows it to the backstop and the count 0-1.
Looks like frost coming out of the ground, doesn't
it? Yeah, just about. Tell you what, though, that tweet that I put where they had the infield on fire, that has got more tweets than I've ever seen, as the Flames living up to their nickname, the Farming Flames. So, but that's cool. I mean, we've done that already.
Oh, yes.
I've witnessed that where you've tried to dry it out by burning the infield.
I've been with that where we, like I said.
Quade drives this one to right center field. It's hit a long way. Kevin Kiefler to the gap, makes the catch for the out. Yeah, you do what you can to get a playable.
He's that.
Second baseman, number 15, Jason Campson.
Well, years ago, when you looked at the fields the way they were, if they had rain like that, they'd have been playing in mud.
Yeah.
Or sand that you couldn't, the ball would never probably even roll on it.
Time called by Jason Campson as he steps into the batter's box.
I don't think water would have went away, would it?
No. Shane Campson, his lead at first with two outs. There's a strike to Campson on the inside corner in 0-1. Well, the field you and I played on had a black dirt infield. And
right.
That seemed to take water okay yet, but...
It did. It did take water really well, but it was a mess to play in.
Yeah.
It was like a black sand, and... I know we played a game one time after a rain with Meyer Grove, and I dove at one. I looked like I was a little kid playing in a mud puddle.
Yep.
You know?
Here's Campson. He'll follow it off at the plate. It hits him in the batter's box, and 0-2 the count to Jason Campson.
Now, if I dive, I'd want to create a crater where the water wouldn't go away anymore, probably.
They would feel it in Tokyo.
Be a little rumbling down there. Huh?
That's right. And Campson leads from first. He goes. Pitch is low and away. Here's the throw to second. Peter puts the tag.
Wow, from his knees.
Out on strikes as Shane lays out there at second. He's frustrated. That'll do it for Blake Henry here in the third inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 2.5. El Rosa won. Blake Henry nothing. More Region 15C baseball action coming up in a minute on KASN.
Pev's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you'll find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork has low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pep's Pork at 987-3368 or online at pepspork.com. Pep's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota.